adventure in these latter days. The prevalence of globetrotting, the abolition of distance by steam and electricity, the vulgarity of advertisement, the degradation of men by civilization, and many such things. Particularly was the talkative person eloquent on the decay of human courage through security, a security Mr. Ledbetter rather thoughtlessly joined him in deploring. Mr. Ledbetter, in the first delight of emancipation from duty, and being anxious perhaps to establish a reputation for manly conviviality, partook rather more freely than was advisable of the excellent whisky the talkative person produced. But he did not become intoxicated, he insists. He was simply eloquent beyond his sober wont, and with the finer edge gone from his judgment. And after that long talk of the brave old days that were past forever, he went out into moonlit Hithergate, alone and up the cliff road where the villas cluster together. He had bewailed, and now, as he walked up the silent road, he still bewailed the fate that had called him to such an uneventful life as a pedagogue's. What a prosaic existence he led.